All right. Rundown today is December 12th. It is brought to you by DirecTV Now. DirecTV Now, not later, now. $35 introductory offer for Stoolies, $35 a month. You can cancel anytime. To me, that's huge. So just do it. Don't be an idiot. $35, do it. You get a billion zillion channels on demand titles. Watch it anywhere. If you do 3 months prepaid, I'm not going to pressure you to do this, but if you do 3 months prepaid, you'll get Apple TV for free. Also a pretty good thing. So DirecTV Now, $35 a month, 10 gazillion channels. If you want to add HBO, it's like an extra $5. I'd recommend that. But definitely sign up. Cancel anytime. DirecTV Now. Into it. I'm going to keep this quick, but we got to talk about it. We got to talk about Deflategate too. And I know nobody wants to talk about it. Patriot fans don't even want to talk about it. But the facts are, it's just another shining example of what a clusterfuck. And I know there's no even reason to disagree. But Jay Glazer comes out with a report that says the Giants said there were deflated balls. It's come out later that we have the exact measurements. It's like worse than what lower than what the Patriots supposedly, more that rat. I know he's got cancer. I hope he feels better. Doesn't change the fact he's a rat. That he never changed the fact. And then the NFL comes out and says, oh, everything's good. There's nothing to this. Deflated balls don't matter. It doesn't matter. They did this in 5 seconds. They said Jay Glazer made this up out of thin air. It's not made up of thin air. Nobody cares about deflated footballs. Nobody cares about deflated footballs. What we care about is the double standard of this rat Goodell and the whole way they do it. Because this story either proves that the ideal gas law lists or proves nobody cares about deflated footballs. And I know if you guys want to say anything, don't say anything. But Patriot fans, Jerry wrote a blog, Jerry Thornton, he's right. Nobody in this league except Patriot fans say when it's enough to Deflategate. Because we're the only ones who got burned in the ass for it. So I get no one wants to hear about it. We'll say when it's enough. And when this story comes out and they fucking put it up the ass, it's not enough. So we have to talk about it. I have to get out of my system. If you guys want to say anything, we can move on. I'm good.
All I want to say is that I agree it's a double standard, but don't lie to my face like that and say that you don't want to talk about it.
You love this.
No, put it number one for
your
reason.
Entire existence.
You want to talk about it.
Yes. I want to talk about it.
So then don't lie to me.
I want to talk about it because it has to be talked about. Because I won't. Yes. How many times has ESPN?
But don't lie to me.
Does anyone know how many times has ESPN
mentioned
this story?
I'm fine with
zero.
I'm fine with you being upset. You have every right to be upset. Do not lie to my face and say you don't want to talk about this. Is all you want to talk about.
But I don't want to, but I have to.
You do want to.
I don't know.
Yeah, you love this. You want to talk about every single day?
You want to talk about this.
No, I honestly don't know. I
do. In your heart of hearts, you want to talk
about it. And I know no one cares, but we care. I don't know. I honestly don't know.
I'm also sick of you guys being like such a tough you all keep saying like, but the only reason it was a big deal is because it's Patriots fans. Like, yes, we all admit that. We all fucking hate you.
You two on this couch. Mark Brunell crying in his fucking Wheaties.
That's still my favorite couple of
all time. Does not say that.
It is a double standard because you guys are fucking annoying.
He did. He actually
delusional.
Cried. He cried.
Mark Brunell does not represent everybody else.
But, like the thing.
You know what? When you, because I forgot about Mark Brunell. If you said, Dan, you have to go through Deflategate listening to you rant for a year straight.
Just for that moment.
Because it was a year that you just like annoyed Kevin and I about this. Just to see Mark Brunell cry again, I'd probably take it.
I mean,
it was that good of a clip.
Make sure, who's cutting up the rundown loud, Sean? You have to listen to what we talk about. Like, now we need the Mark Brunell clip crying.
I just didn't believe what Tom Brady had to say.
Yes.
He cried.
Yes.
Your man
we haven't
cried
been doing a lot
about
of that. Like, we talk about stuff. Put the clips in there. It's rule one.
I think they do a good job of that.
Okay. He says you do a good job.
Yeah, you don't watch the
No, I do. I've noticed a bunch. Mark Brunell crying and fucking get Bill Polian. Get that guy out there. Trot all these guys out there and just have them do 1 second.
Have you tweeted at your old friend Bobby Kravitz today?
I haven't yet. I put him in a body bag the other day when he said the Purdue coach was going to be PJ Fleck.
Yeah.
And then he deleted it. I will. You know what?
Rundown's canceled. I got to go tweet people.
Write a note to myself. I owe Bobby Kravitz a tweet. All right. That's enough of my Deflategate. We got a bunch of different stories here. We're going to start. I'm going to phrase this question. We had two great clips from the NFL with two of the all-time thugs of the NFL, Pac-Man Jones, Aqib Talib. We had Pac-Man Jones just saying Terrell Pryor is garbage.
There you go, right there, you, Terrell.
Garbage.
There you go, right there.
Oh,
there you go.
Get him out of there. You see him in there?
Okay. Right there.
You better find him somebody to play with.
Is it him saying basically he could garbage against you?
He literally picked up like a trash thing. He's like, he's garbage. He said it 100 times. Then we have Aqib Talib, who I respect the fuck out of this move. That cheap shot in the Broncos game. He's like, I just want you to know I have the same agent as the guy who did the cheap shot. I forget the name. So when I see him, I'm going to beat his ass.
It was a dirty play by a sorry player. He don't do nothing. He come to the game, don't catch no passes. He come to the game to chop guys from the back. And he got the same agent as me. So when I see his ass in Atlanta, I'm going to beat his ass.
My question is, who do you think would murder somebody first?
They're both.
It's a tough one.
They need to unite. It's the they one need to be like two. A tag team.
They are. Because they both have been. Now, Aqib Talib, what, he shot himself? Is that right?
like
Pac-Man Jones, like, basically incited a riot that ended up in a murder, I'm pretty sure. Or a guy in a wheelchair.
Yeah, there's a lot of gunplay with both.
Yeah.
A lot of violence.
And both of them have been terrorizing the league for forever. 20 years.
They're awesome.
Steve Smith. Throw him maybe in there?
No.
Not on that. He's an asshole and he's like mouthy, but he's not on the level of
violence
and
murder. He'll just make you cry just by like looking. He'll look at you and you'll cry. He doesn't need guns.
Do you remember the Steve Smith, Aqib Talib game?
Yeah.
When like he got 13 straight personal fouls?
Aqib Talib has to fight him though. Because otherwise his reputation, like, and I probably, if gun to my head, no, you know, pun intended there, but I would probably take Aqib Talib.
To be the first one to murder.
Yeah, to shoot someone.
I would love him as a tag team. These two are fucking unbelievable. The league.
You have to answer
like
though. You're like, I would you're take betting.
I would take Aqib too because I feel like he has direct gun stories.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, Pac-Man's a fucking hassle and he's always wrong place, but Aqib Talib's constantly firing.
Yeah, I feel like that's good. And I feel like Pac-Man has a bunch of these clips. He's the best soundbite now in the NFL.
Pac-Man kind of has reformed a little bit.
Yeah.
Aqib Talib still just doesn't
get right. You don't hear about Aqib Talib as often as Pac-Man. And when it does, he's literally like something like that.
Right.
Also, the hat, like we saw, we had Alyssa walk by in a very trendy hat. He wears that like thug look hat, Aqib Talib, which screams.
That sounds like a trigger warning
that's
to me.
That's a hard T.
You can't say thug anymore.
Yeah.
You can't?
No. It's a hard T.
No, that's
posse is what we say now.
Yeah. Can't say thug?
No. Aqib Talib in his posse.
I'm asking Coley. Are you our wigga?
Wangsta.
Can I say thug?
The problem is
he wears a winter hat.
What I'm saying is he wears a winter hat and it looks like it's glued on sideways on his head.
Oh, so if a white guy was wearing that hat sideways, would you call him a thug?
What you're saying is if Aqib it's not racist, Dave. What you're saying is if Aqib Talib walked into the Barstool internet store with that hat, I'd follow him around.
No, I'm not saying that. I resent putting words in my mouth.
he would reach his pockets across the street.
To answer if a white guy wore it, depends what the white guy looked like. If he was like a tatted up white guy, I'd be like, if you wore it, I'd be like, you're a thug. If Coley wore the white hat on the side, if it was like
Feidelberg,
I'd be like, he's a douchebag. Yeah. So it really matters.
Right.
Giants, Cowboys. Giants beat them. I don't know what's going on in the NFC. I don't know if I'm going to get the Giants Pats 3 again. I really don't know.
Oh, you are. You absolutely are.
And I'm going to tell you. It's all or nothing.
Now that the Bears have been officially eliminated, I think you are.
I wasn't worried at all until I read Clem's article that the fucking, what's his face? Ben McAdoo. Showed two videos.
The punk kangaroo, yeah.
Didn't even make any sense.
And the lion killing the guy. I don't think McAdoo knew that the guy died, or maybe does. He plays by the same rules as us. If it happens in a different country, it's not that funny. But he basically showed that video that we talked about in Egypt of the lion tamer getting mauled to death, and it was like, don't be scared or something. The guy got mauled to death, which makes no sense. And then the kangaroo fight he showed.
He didn't like explain it at all. No. He just played the videos for them. Like, nobody
that makes me nervous.
Yeah.
It's like that Batman quote when they were trying to figure out the Joker. He's like, some guys just like to watch the world burn.
Yeah.
Like, you can't deal with that type of crazy.
And you know what? And now that they obviously swept the Cowboys, we should have seen it coming in the first game when he took the Sun. That's a very Belichickian move.
Yeah, it is.
When he played the Sun.
The win. Now Belichick versus Peyton Manning.
Now he's playing
moment.
Viral videos.
I'll take the
he's
win.
Got the walkie-talkies on the sideline. I'd be shaking in my boots.
I'm a little nervous.
It was a great game. The Giants' defense was unbelievable.
They're a good team. It's the same thing.
Odell Beckham, like, I think the guy is a clown 99% of the time. There's no one else in the NFL who makes that play. He took a fucking 3-yard slant to the house.
Dude, it's the same thing. It's a good defense.
And the guy had an
dynamic
angle on
receiver.
That was the crazy part. And he had an angle, and he just couldn't catch him. That's how good Odell
is. It's happening.
And Dave, well, actually, I want to ask you this. You want to go with the Giants? I have a Cowboys question for you guys.
Okay, yeah. I was going to give you a quick shout-out and all of us for the yuppie white guys not being racist. I agree with your description of Odell Beckham. He's a clown. He's not a thug. So you call it, it doesn't matter. It's not skin.
But he's also the, he might be the most like purely talented player in the NFL.
No, I agree.
Maybe like sports.
Yeah.
He's unbelievable.
Yeah, he's unbelievable.
And
he's
just
incredible.
Shoves it. That game was a perfect Odell game. Everyone was talking shit. He dropped a few
passes. And it was great because Dez fumbled and couldn't answer. You thought it was going to be a Dez Odell thing. My question to you guys. It's not a question. It's actually a statement. I want your thoughts.
Are you going to go Romo?
I think you go Romo.
Oof.
Based on that?
That's a very quick hook to create a huge problem.
I just feel like the ceiling for the Cowboys is higher with Romo, and people have forgot. Like, they just have forgot people forget that Romo was unbelievable the last couple of years when healthy.
I don't know.
Here's the reason. It's not a quick hook. The reason why this is a discussion is this is your only chance. You can't bring him back with like two games left and hope he's good for the playoffs.
Tell that to Wade Phillips when he benched fucking Doug Flutie in the worst coaching decision in the history of football.
Yeah.
It's also not necessarily it's a quick hook.
FYI, for those people who are like, I don't know football, I went so back in the reservoir there. That was pretty
big
good.
Time.
Davey football. You have to think forward a little bit too. Like, yeah, it might seem like a quick hook, but in a couple weeks, it might have been the right decision.
Yeah, I don't know how much Romo needs. I don't think he can do it off that performance. I mean, there's still.
I just think their ceiling might be higher with Romo. I feel like you just hit that rookie like.
The team book is
see
out
him
on
a couple
him.
Times.
Yeah.
I mean, he,
a lot
he's
of game
still
films
Dak
out there.
Is going to be a very good NFL starter for a decade plus. I'm just saying this year.
I think think if you think what you just said about Dak.
You leave him.
Okay. I think that like causes Dak issues.
Yeah, no, it's because then if Romo gets what the worst thing that happened is Romo comes in, gets hurt, and then you got to go back to Dak,
and you're like, sorry,
confident, exactly. Sorry.
Which is
it's a great debate.
Gonna happen.
That's why
Romo
we love
will get
sports.
Hurt.
Yeah,
it is a great debate. I'd stick with him longer. All right, next story, and we're gonna bring in K Marco for this. This is great. This is when good Barstool happens. So K Marco sliding in right here. So he tweeted about the Heisman Trophy and the red tux that your boy was wearing. And you like him, by the way.
Called Lamar a thug.
Love him.
Yeah,
I love him. I've been blogging about him all year.
What's his last
Lamar
name?
Lamar Jackson.
So I'm so noodly today. It's like my brain is firing. Some things aren't. Some are. It's like synapses. Lamar Jackson, you basically not insinuate. You made a joke. You said, is that tux? There was a screenshot of it from Macy's.
Yeah, it was on the discount rack at Macy's.
Yeah, like 99 cents. And then you just got eviscerated. People calling you racist, overtones. That thing which you talked about, the Snapchat, that your face is the new Snapchat filter.
The crooked bow tie.
I've gotten that before,
which is more of a shot to Resnick than you.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
And then the guy who called you the cartoon character from
That was the best one.
From
so I like
right?
Yeah,
what a reference.
The eyes too close together has been going on for a while. That's not new.
The Snapchat filter new?
No, that that's funny.
No, that was funny, but it's
Wanted to put that guy in our the guy who wrote that into our circle of misfits. Like that to me was like, that's get the guy who just roasted Kmart because
I've gotten that before.
You have.
There's a certain filter that comes up that like morphs your face into way skinnier and everyone just sends that to me. Like,
you didn't
I'm
get
K-Mark
Chuck E. Cheese. That's the one that our
that went away pretty quick.
That's the one
day.
That the stoolies
yeah.
like.
Yeah.
I got the, what was it? The monkey from Kim Possible.
Which like, you would never know the reference, but that's someone put a side by side and it was.
Is it still going?
Oh yeah, big time.
I love it.
I love watching you get in the mix. I love watching basically
anybody
else.
Have you been? I haven't looked at it. Have you been engaging?
No, I stopped. I was pretty heavy last night, and then I gave up, and then I made fun of the J. Cole album today. So that kind of like brought in a new crowd of people hating
nice.
Me.
That's
how
truly,
you deflect.
You know, you want to watch the world.
Has Tico Texas gotten involved yet?
I don't think so.
We need her take on this, like stat.
The one that was so good, you roasted one guy back. He was like, you know, it's not all about materialistic things. And his Twitter avatar was him with his car. and K-Mark was just like, cool car, man.
Yeah. I love I love seeing our guys get roasted. I was out with Gaz. Gaz is so excited. He's like, you see what's going on with
Gaz. Yeah, no shots. Gaz
loves it. Mark, the Snapchat filter, that one was good. You never know. That's the beauty of the internet.
You really don't. That was the most harmless tweet I think like any of us have sent in years. And you're in the trenches for 48 hours.
It was like an elitist tweet. That was the joke. I didn't get where the race thing came into it.
But
like,
as if
Christian McCaffrey won the Heisman and was wearing an $89.99 discount tux, I would have said the same thing.
Well, you said it right. Like the internet, it loves when they make fun of like white guy fashion, but you can't make fun of black guy fashion.
Yeah,
that's racist.
Yeah, and the fact that he was wearing $900 shoes just like kills everyone's argument that it's like a college
kid. Yeah, the college kid who can't afford anything on his own. He's doing
He had a shitty fucking coat, dude.
Right. Yeah.
It was cheap.
And I bought the tux for Idol on Wednesday, but apparently we're not doing it.
We're doing Idol week
first.
We
might have
to just wear it.
I didn't know I would have worn it. Yeah, I didn't know that. All right, well, good to see you're still alive. Any final thoughts for the haters out there?
No. I'm ready to move on from this. I can't check my mentions. It's ruining my blog game because I can't see blogs.
Have you gained followers?
A few.
Okay.
You should change your Twitter avatar to like Hitler or something. Just for just as a joke.
Yo, you should prank.
It's the Snapchat filter. Like face yourself in that Snapchat filter. Boom. Great idea.
The noodle. This fire
is
there,
yeah. It was a quick fire. We've had a couple of these recently, and I'm on the record as saying they're some of my favorite things that we ever get, which is these crazy high school / college announcers. This one, women's hockey. This kid like Max Tallboff or something, OT game winner against Minnesota, and there's no other way to describe it. He goes ballistic.
With it, Tarnowski gets it behind the net. Tarnowski, who has to leave for Flynn. Flynn scores! Natalie Flynn! Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Minnesota! Natalie Flynn, the captain, with a multi-goal game! I have lost my voice in excitement!
Like, absolutely ballistic. Good afternoon. I know, good morning, good afternoon, good night, Minnesota. Do you believe in... I think he said, do you believe in... this, I love this game or something. It was just one of the more electric calls I've heard. I have it one versus Miracle on Ice, the 80 Olympics two. It was that good.
The energy level is obviously through the roof, and anybody who can muster that up for
women's hockey. And women's hockey.
Right.
On a fairly on a shitty banane goal. Yeah.
But the good morning, good afternoon, good night, he jacked from an NHL announcer. You can't be putting, you can't, as an announcer, I don't care if it's women's hockey or pro, you can't jack someone else's catchphrase.
Whose catchphrase?
The Washington Capitals announcer.
How the hell did you know that?
Spider Monkey.
I hate to do this. I hate to be Danny Downer.
You don't like it.
He's doing it on purpose.
Yeah. He went way too. Natural. He went from 0 to 60 too fast. From my the minute I heard it, I was like, this guy is trying to end up on Barstool.
It's a game.
And Noodle page views just fucking
that's,
played
that's,
right
that's
into
Danny
his.
Danny Woke. Is that what you refer to?
Too woke.
Danny Too Woke.
It's a mix of Danny Downer and Danny Too Woke. When it happens, like when the girl, she's dead.
Yeah.
That was natural. This did not feel natural to me.
I think if I went back through this kid Max's calls, I think we'd find out.
Does he follow you?
The problem
does he follow you on Twitter?
Yeah. No, he didn't.
Yeah.
Sure?
He was tweeting like, I can't believe my idol is
putting
on the website.
Oh, I don't know if he did before.
I rest my case.
But wait, time out. He didn't
send
it to
me. I rest my case.
No, I'm not saying he did that.
He said that after? I didn't even know he said
that.
I can't believe my idol is...
Something like to that effect. Like, I can't believe my idol is...
People,
I think it's real.
Sometimes the noodle needs Danny Too Woke to have his back.
No, I think that was real.
If you had come into my office and said, hey, I'm going to blog this blog. You think this kid's playing me? I would have been like, listen, noodle, I'm going
to
help you out.
He didn't send it to me.
It wasn't the fact that he's saying his idol. This is.
Oh, I mean, that's just mathematics as we grow.
This is just
the
sad.
More people
this
you come
sad.
Across
you
who have
be better than
the problem is, of course, he's kind of faking it because he's fucking announcing women's.
I know.
Hockey
I just
so everything's fake.
But no, but there,
forced.
There is definitely a call.
You think he's naturally that excited about that call?
There's definitely a call that is real, and like I said, the she's dead was a real natural call that just like came off the top of his head. This kid basically was like, we're in overtime. It's a game with no one there. When they score a goal, because the game will be over, I'm gonna lose my shit and go viral on Barstool.
I don't agree with that. I think maybe go wild is his thing. I don't think he ever was like, this is gonna end up on Barstool. Because like, how many people could actually listen to that? I don't even know how the kid found it. It can't be more than 10 people who listen to that.
That's also a deeper conspiracy. How did anyone find this video?
Yeah.
If there's a person who put it out there, just it's probably a little, that guy,
Matt. Connect a few dots on a Monday.
It was on his own SoundCloud, for sure. Yeah, it is Deep Thoughts. Rundown, two ads. We're not going to the break, and I don't think we ever go to the break. It's Lisa Mattresses, mattresses, all your mattress needs, $75 off. You can probably at this point be mouthing the words with me. Lisa Mattresses, mattresses. We have them all in the Nantucket House, so thank you, Lisa, the official mattress of Barstool Sports. Back to the show. Bills Mafia, a couple good clips today, so I'm not sure which ones you guys or saw them both. We had the two guys who like tackle each other in front of a fire pit, and one rolls through the fire pit, and then they celebrate. Real, I don't think they even fathomed how close they were to serious injury there. Speaking of serious injury, the second Bills Mafia clip, the kid jumping off like the RV and breaks his
leg.
That
wasn't a kid.
No, man.
Yeah, that was a man.
And by the way, I can't believe nobody's officially died since the last person died at the Bills Mafia tailgate. But you mix in snow, the first significant snow.
They're like dogs. You know when your dog, you take your dog out for the first snow and it's like crack and they're like, it's like the snow in Buffalo just goes nuts.
Yeah, so I mean, and of course they lost, so it was like a pretty important game for them.
Yeah, Rex is going to be gone.
Yeah.
So T-Mobile's going to be gone.
They should never get rid of Rex. He is the most like Bills, they keep them all there. They're never going to be good. They're just going to be what they are right now, which is a freak of the NFL show where they're always sort of maybe there, but it's more about the tailgate. So great day for Bills Mafia. I had to give him the shout out.
That guy, I mean, it's usually dumb college kids, whatever. That guy, like, his leg is shattered, and now he probably can't go to work.
He's probably, like, got to file for disability. That guy's life is ruined for the next 6 weeks.
His Lucha Libre mask coming off a little bit, and you're seeing, like, the gray hair and stuff, and you're like, oh, man.
I mean, you can't jump feet first.
What do you think was going to happen?
Yeah, it's just.
It's like the first rule. You don't do it in a pool. You, like, you just use your ass.
And I love how people knew. His leg was broken and absolutely not even like a tiny bit more of concern.
Phone right in the face.
It's like, oh, he broke his leg.
Yeah. That's it.
No, it's like he really did. So shout out Bills Mafia. This story is interesting. I just wanted you guys to take. I thought it could be a lively debate. So I'm not going to say the crime this guy committed because it's gruesome. And obviously, if you're on death row.
What was it?
We'll do it at the end. I'm not going to say it.
Okay. We'll do it at the end because it definitely ruins it.
Right. And I wish I didn't see it, but I guess what are you thinking? The guy's on death row, so it's like they don't put fucking Johnny Happy on death row. You had to do something to get there. Let's forget that. Let's talk about the question at hand. He's the only inmate ever on death row who survived lethal injection. They tried to kill him. They couldn't do it. He started crying. It's like, this hurts. I don't know how, I think a couple hours they tried to kill this motherfucker. Wouldn't die.
How? The poison hurts? Ow.
Yeah, he was like crying.
This sucks. This sucks.
That's what he was doing. He's like, this is the worst. Like, tears coming down.
I didn't imagine it is.
He's the only guy ever survived it. Now, and by the way, this is side note, how like horror / villains and superhero movies are made.
Wow.
When it's like, what's in his veins
that's
now?
Where
he's
going to
break through
this.
The chains. He's now said, he's appealed. He said, you cannot do this again.
No backsies.
No backsies. You tried, you failed. I think he said it's cruel and unusual punishment, which I actually would sort of agree. This guy's got a case. If you survive lethal injection, death row, the only person ever to do it, can they just strap you back a couple months later and do it again? Or do you get one shot?
You get one shot. I think that's the rule. The guy, he won. It was him versus lethal injection. He wins. I'm not saying we're going to send him back on the streets. You just send him back to jail, but that's it. You're still in jail for life.
Do you have pockets in your shirt?
Yeah, isn't that fucking cool? And I got a crooked pocket up here.
Weird. Okay, so here's what you do. That deserved an interruption. You have pockets in a fucking button.
And I don't like that because it pockets make you look fatter. They don't slim it.
Well, I'm not worried
like
about
that. Like that hot jacket I have, that you can't even open the pockets, and I could, but I won't.
The fact that you refer to something you own as the hot jacket.
That's what everyone in the world refers to it as, so they know what
I'm
talking about.
I didn't mean to, that freaked me out. I was like, what are you doing with your hands?
Lady slash.
So you think that he's like a supervillain now?
Well, what you need to do is you need to like clone him and make him like Jason Bourne. That guy needs to become like our army. That guy.
Supervillains do exist. He has
become one. You're going to ruin my entire take with when you tell me that this kid guy like
I'm not even gonna say it on this. I'm absolutely not gonna say
it. I think that if you survive lethal injection, you should be free.
All right, that's
I think you should be free, and I think that we should make it like it's a game of chance. Guys, you should
Will you put him to lethal injection or just leave him in jail for life?
And also, like, guys who are on death row, start training. Like, get stronger. Get your veins stronger.
That's
Try to survive this shit.
I don't think
we want
that.
We put it on pay-per-view.
I don't think we want that at all. Death row then all of a sudden takes over the world.
That's exactly why I'm not like going to say what happened.
Yeah, pay-per-view. It's a good idea. Would you watch death row on pay-per-view?
100%.
Yeah. I also think
I wouldn't tell anybody. I would order it though.
I think there's also an element of thought here where maybe just keep a pistol there. It's like, all right, this guy, boom, now you're, hey,
so
you're
what
so
did
tough,
he do?
Pal.
So what did he
can't
do?
Even.
No, you have to say it now, Dave.
He, like, he raped a 14-year-old, like,
murder. So I didn't want to say
it.
Danny wants
you
on the streets.
Kids.
You begged it out of me. I wasn't going to say it. I wasn't going to say it. So it's all hypothetical, but this guy, you should probably put a bullet right there. In this weird country we live in, it's like we're trying to kill the guy, won't die. How about you just fucking shoot him in the face?
I thought Roan had a good in-between. You send him back to prison, and they just beat him to death.
That works, too.
That, too.
And then that way, you don't have to do the double jeopardy thing.
Army, Navy, got to give a shout-out. Awesome time. I think Dan and I will both agree. I put this in the Super Bowl I went to as, like, the two most electric environments. It's like watching a high school game, but when they gain 3 yards, the place goes bananas, no matter what happens. I mean, it was really a unique... Once in a lifetime since every, but there's nothing like it. The vibe, the streak, all of it. So it was a great time. Our boy Connor almost got choked out by a security guard.
Sounds absolutely correct.
After Army
instant
surprises me.
Like
zero.
First play of the game is like we got field passes. Hey guys,
what did he do?
Just like chill out. Fumble like the third play of the game. He ran almost like all the way in the middle of the field.
He was in the pile for a minute.
Yeah.
Like Army recovered the fumble. This security guard, who was no nonsense, took Connor, ragdolled him a little bit. The most aggressive, quiet talk like I've ever
they were, like,
heard.
Shouting, whispering
yes.
at each other.
And
with
him,
Connor
like,
was like, I played for Army. years ago.
I was a backup
quarterback. You don't understand.
Yeah, so, but overall, a great day.
Unbelievable environment. I said it's up there. It's like Rose Bowl and Army Navy for best college.
The anthem and the whole, all the pageantry before the game is
flyover.
Incredible.
And I wrote a blog about this. We met the chief of staff of the Army, four-star general, highest-ranking guy, and he turns out he's a Boston guy. He reads Barstool, which was like the most stunning thing I've ever heard. And there's an article, you guys have probably seen it. I write it every like Veterans Day. It's an article from the Washington Post, and I write it every Veterans and Memorial Day. It's a funny story with like Boston soldiers talking about how like Brockton is harder than the Corrigal Valley or something. The general was one of the guys in the article. Amazing. They didn't mention names. I went back and looked, but I know that's what he said. So overall, thank you to everybody for making that happen. Great day. And we post the video. I said I was going to go every year till they won. So now it's up
to
me.
Shout out to my memory.
Yeah, that was good. You said
that.
That
was, I mean, the fact that Army won, like, it was unbelievable. And I thought that was setting up for the classic Army
meltdown.
Tears, you know, snot and all that.
Another story here, and this one may be obviously another story, we're on the rundown, but maybe I'll start with you, Kevin, what you would do here. So there's this
What's this topic?
I don't know.
No, it's not bad.
Okay.
By the way, happy birthday, Shea Clancy.
Thank you.
The big what, two?
The big one.
Big one.
The big one.
How time flies. So it's a mall, they're at the mall, a line saying hello to Santa, and some preacher comes up and just starts yelling that Santa is fake. Like, no such thing as real Santa. Jesus is, like, the guy that you guys should be paying attention to.
Folks, my name is Pastor David. Kids, I wanted to tell you today that there is no such thing as Santa Claus. Santa Claus does not exist. The Christmas season is about Jesus.
What would you do if little Shay Clancy is, let's say she's, what's a big Santa age, seven?
Probably,
four, five.
Okay, yeah. So she's all into the big guy, into Santa. You're doing this and some asshole comes up. What do you do?
I like this move.
You do?
I don't like the Jesus shit. I don't put the Christ back in Christmas. It's all about Jesus. Fuck all that noise. But it's such a villain move to do this.
Huge villain move.
I'm going to go ruin all these kids' Christmas. The good thing is, you can just play that off like, that's a crazy person, honey. There's so many fucking crazy people in the world. Be like, that was an absolute lunatic. He doesn't know what he's talking about. And you can still laugh about it on the inside. I think it's it is next level villainy to be like, I'm going to go up and down the whole line and tell all these kids Santa doesn't exist.
I was pissed because I feel like one of those dads can fight him. Well, fist fight him right there and not be like held accountable.
And there was a big old fucking grizzly. Clem highlighted this guy, big old Grizzly Adams looking type guy. He should have slugged him. I'm not going to be the guy who's fighting in the middle of the mall, but somebody needs to knock that guy.
If a cop shows up and is like, you hit that guy, like, but he told my fucking 4-year-old that Santa didn't exist. The cop just like, okay.
Not a jury that would convict.
Right.
It is a diabolical move.
Unreal.
Diabolical. FYI, while we're going here.
Oh my God, this thing is ridiculous.
So, we got this. Here's what we got. We got this huge Christmas tree that who got? Can you pull this to the other side? The other side. Yeah. So, we got a huge. Who got the tree and the menorah?
Brett.
All right, so we got a big Christmas tree.
Look at this
trash. We got a tree that's like 900 feet tall. And then to equal things off, we got a 2-inch menorah, even though this company is probably more than 50% Jewish.
That was a hate crime. That was a hate crime.
Good.
Fucking.
You just broke the menorah.
Sue me for it.
So I complained about it, and we got this guy now.
Who is this?
This is the Mensch on a Bench. He's fucking a monster.
He's a monster.
He's a fucking.
I'll tell you what, that's terrifying. No wonder you guys can't figure out this fucking holiday.
This motherfucker.
This is the dude representing Hanukkah.
This guy. This guy.
Propaganda.
This guy. Everyone's gonna Photoshop us now together too. It's probably not like the best move.
Fucking Gargamel.
This motherfucker now is sitting on our bar stool next to the tree. It's a little pride, and that's just the Santa story. So good for us. And I have another trick coming.
We're breaking news.
What?
Jeff Fisher is fired.
Oh no way! Fuck! We actually fucking called. God damn it, Hank. Do we even have? We had this discussion.
What?
Hank, do you remember we had this discussion last night?
Oh. So the breaking news, he's not mic'd up. We just got told literally that Jeff Fisher is fired.
Dude,
and Dan
PFT
is
and I had this discussion last night. We're like, I bet you the Rams can just, they'll fire him after they gave him an extension just to be like, just throw whole chaos in the Rams organization. That's unreal.
You think the Rams were just like reading the internet being like, maybe we shouldn't have done
that.
We said that too.
Like, hey, everyone just stop making jokes about Jeff Fisher.
Because
like,
he's going to get fired.
Him. Yeah.
Wow.
That one's on you. That one's basically on you, really.
This sucks.
You think
that's,
about
that
it.
Sucks. This is the worst day ever.
Mailroom.
We got to open that.
This just came in?
Yeah.
Get that thing away from me. I think I'm allergic to it.
More breaking news.
Fuck.
So this says, Dave Portnoy, Barstool Sports from the New England Patriots. Little franchise that won a couple Super Bowls in their day. I don't know if I'm going to be able to read this. I don't know what the fuck this is going to be. Cease and desist? Oh, this motherfucker. Did you do this? Did you know this? What is this? It's a fucking sales call. I think this is just fake. I'm sorry to not turn out to be Robert Kraft. However, my company can provide greater value than I ever would.
You got fucking played.
I feel like you fucking played that, Gaz, you fucker.
Well played by that guy.
Yeah, last one. And I mean, he's out. We lost. We lost the cat. Jeff Meyer got fissured. He's mentally checked out.
Yeah. You could have told him like his fucking parents died. He wouldn't. He
literally checked out. R. Kelly. I just shout out to this picture of R. Kelly. Bunch at a concert. Bunch of chicks just grabbing his fucking cock.
And the smile ear to ear is just
loving
perfect.
It.
And
it's a perfect
really
R. Kelly photo.
A lot of those R&B guys can probably get that treatment, but there's really one person.
R. Kelly.
Picture, and it's him.
R. Kelly.
And people don't care. People do not care that he peed on little girls and stuff. They just
do not
want to grab his dick.
Just grab R. Kelly's dick, move on.
Good for him.
He's out. I was going to do the Manziel
photo. No, let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
I mean, so.
By the way, Jeff Fisher tied for most losses.
Right, so he's not the losingest coach ever.
That's probably wants it.
That's heartbreaking.
Yeah,
like, let me lose one more.
Because that's an untouchable record. That's a Joe
it's so
DiMaggio.
Hard to get
you
that.
Can't, coaches, they don't get that
enough.
Many chances
right.
anymore.
Right,
so,
to get that many losses.
Fuck!
Big one for the boys. So, yeah, we finally got the Manziel party photo. And it's perfect. Shout out Gaz taking the photo. Just, like, one of the best photos that I looked upstairs at the big man after that photo was taken because it just captured everything so perfectly.
That was
okay.
The
by the way, is he supposed to still be sober?
Up.
Okay.
A lot of people are tweeting that at me, being like, I guess he's not sober. But
I said this on the bus ride when we
You didn't
back.
Want it to happen.
I just thought it was anticlimactic.
Oh, I thought that photo was good, though.
You have so much history with the guy. I needed it to be like, I don't know what would have been. It's one of those ones that we talk, like, you know, the dog chasing a car, and then you catch him and you don't know what to do. Like, it had been such a buildup over the years that I'm happy you got to party with him and it was a great photo, but it just feels empty. I'm being honest. It feels empty.
It was better than him coming to the office. Well, that photo for me
worked. I needed to, like, go, like, hunt him down in L.A. or, like, Mexico or, you know, on some, like, crazy,
like fucking Point Break. He missed you by a week.
He's too far gone.
Came across a piece
when,
of meat.
Right, but then he just walks when to the club with you. You know what I mean?
When he was on, like, all over the news about rehab and you almost had him on, that would have been something. Now, you can, I mean, there's a reason why he was hanging out with you is because he's fully at rock bottom. There's no...
I mean, that's one school of thought.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably the correct school of thought. That it's, there's really no, nothing, no, why would I not hang out with Dave anymore?
I tell you, he came into our table, he still brings us a thunder, all of a sudden.
I mean, there's, that guy will be electric in the club until the day he's dead.
Like,
that's
all of a
true.
Sudden, we were getting zero love, we're in the corner, nobody paying attention, Johnny Football strolls in, all of a sudden, we had these two guys with, like, fur coats next to us, there's that picture too, if you dig it up, but all of a sudden, we were the spot to be. Johnny Football in the club said he texted me after, he goes, what a night. What an unbelievable night.
Yeah, that is truly rock bottom for him.
Hey.
Think about where he was and who he was partying with, and then he texts you, what a night.
Oh, what
a night.
That was
the most, like, washed up picture right
there.
Oh,
what a night. Oh, what a night. So the Johnny Football thing's over.
I feel like there's going to be a lot of people who agree with me this.
The only thing I disagree with is I think that picture was so perfectly funny that it, like, worked.
Yeah, I just, you know, I don't know. Like I built it up too much in my head.
The fact that there was an element of you being doused in cum really did heighten it.
Do you have a response to Spider Monkey Nate? I like that, his tweet to you.
And then he doubled down and he made sure he tagged you.
Look at this guy.
Oh,
Spider Monkey. Spider Monkey heard his name.
Spider Monkey Nate heard his name.
Give me that mic. Give me that mic. This is like a wrestling moment.
I got to be honest, Nate. I don't know what the tweets. So this will be a live reaction. I don't know what you said.
Pulling it up.
Oh yeah.
I just think you're a hypocrite with Manziel. Nothing that's not been said before.
Hypocrite how?
Because he
take the hood off. By the way, you're double earring things. The most preposterous thing in the history of this company that you now have two stud earrings. Real is, and I know
he
you
calls
used
it
to have
rebranding.
It is
rebranding the old name.
Stunning look for a stunningly creepy guy. But go on. What were you gonna say?
Oh, I just think you're a big hypocrite.
For what?
The way that you love Manziel, but you'll kill other people, or, like, be really upset with other people who hit their girlfriends and do all that.
We didn't go over that. That's a bad look to for sure hit the girlfriend.
But then, like, you are obsessed with him. You want to hang out with him. You want to party
with
him.
We got Smitty here, too. This is like Nate. Smitty hears Nate, and now Smitty's like, get me on the rundown.
The vulture.
The vulture starts circling.
I don't know. Is Smitty mad at you right now?
Probably. Right there.
Yeah, no, it wasn't a good look. But the incident you're talking about for sure wasn't.
So he tweeted this, subtweeted at you.
No, I tagged him.
No, you know,
why don't you add him? I tagged him.
He tagged him almost right away. Yeah, he tagged him almost right away that night.
I'm not that mad about that. That's actually a fair take.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was fair. I mean, I like anytime Spider Monkey Nate comes
out. Yeah, no,
I'm
like cool. Spider Monkey Nate. Yeah.
And he's got. he's fucking blinging.
This guy right now without
he's
laughing with those earrings.
I like sparkle every now and then. It's unbelievable.
They look
crazy. And your nice shoes. I like those shoes. What are those?
Kevin gave them to me.
Oh.
You look maybe like you're gay.
As hard.
I didn't see that coming.
What? Well, you shouldn't have saw that coming.
Is that wrong?
I mean, you do have double earrings. You should have seen.
No, one makes you gay.
It's like the left or whatever. The right.
Do you think Ken Griffey's gay?
Ooh, good.
Ken Griffey Jr.
Good point. Nate, Ken Griffey, same sentence.
Barry Bonds too.
I just think adding those earrings to you make you look gay.
I think it adds a little pizzazz to Nate's whole, like,
all flash.
I think he looks like what's the gay bar in the police academy, like the blue something or whatever.
I think you should.
You know a lot about this, Dave.
Spider Monkey.
Can I just say one thing though, critique? I think you should go hoop.
I knew you were going to say that.
Two hoops. MJ hoops.
We might be building towards that.
I mean, it would be pretty
badass. I like the
Barry
Bonds, the cross, the dangling cross.
Oh, that would be good, too. Or maybe, like,
you just woke up and you're like, I'm just doing
it. I got it done 8 years ago.
But don't they close in if you don't wear it? No?
Never closed.
Only Nate's weird spider ears.
All right.
You dropped your...
Yeah. I like
Nate's
it.
Nate's still...
I think, you know...
Nate's stayed open.
I don't like it. But... To each their own.
Yeah, what would you rather Nate do? I mean, this is... I feel like that's a contradiction there. Nate just getting
No, I don't like the look on him. Like, I won't do it. I'm not like you look better. Remember when we told Hank you should do like hippie tattoos and stuff? That look, I don't think like adds to.
Okay.
That's all. All right. So that is the rundown. Lively, long show, probably.
Can't believe Jeff Fisher.
Okay.
Fucking brutal.
Condolences, man.
Sucks.